Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, as happy as can be to be here with you. We've got Ask Me Anything both hours. Tim Staples, first hour. Joe Heschmeyer, second hour. Try to beat it. Just try to beat that. I don't think you can. I don't think you can beat that anywhere. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, we would love to take your call. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. You can call if you're Catholic. You can call if you're not Catholic. You can call if you're not sure whether you're Catholic anymore or not, or whatever it is. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, dial that number, 888-318-7884. Also, we're going to give out a different number a lot during the show today because in addition to doing the usual work we do here, we have to take a few minutes out of each segment to ask you for your support. Each quarter, we come to you to ask you for your support. And that's what pays for this show. That makes it possible for us to give this show to anybody who wants to broadcast it for free anywhere around the world. We do not care where you are or how you do it. If you want to broadcast it, you can have the show. And we need your support in order to continue to do that. We've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We've got a second match for any new donors. That means your money's tripled right now if you're a new donor.
Awesome.
We've also got a separate second match for anybody who is able to come in at the $500 level or more. So your money's tripled there. So two different ways to get your money tripled. And everybody who calls in any amount, whether you've given before or not, 888-291-8000, you will be matched dollar for dollar. I don't want to talk too much right now, though. We'll get back to all of that because we have a very special guest in studio. First of all, we have Tim Staples, senior apologist here. Hello, Tim Staples.
Hello, Cy Kellett. It is great to be with you.
It is. It's great to be with you. And do you know this gentleman? I believe you, the two
never
of you
heard
have
of
met
him.
You've never heard of him before. The OG. I was told that I can call him the OG. Jerry Usher, the man who invented Catholic Answers Live. Welcome, Jerry.
And I got it.
Hey, guys.
I got to tell you, too, this guy has a nice outside shot. Get him top
really?
Of the key.
I know you guys played a lot
free
of basketball.
Free throw line, it's in.
Those days are long gone, Tim.
Oh, is that over? No more.
Yes, they are.
No more.
For me too, brother.
Jerry, everybody knows you from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and from the many other things you've done. There may be people who listen now who don't know that almost 30 years ago, when you were about 6 years old, you started this show. So
right.
Maybe you, as we're doing a pleasure drive today, you can say something about the value of it and maybe help people understand why it's worth supporting.
Oh, man. You know, over the years, I've heard so many stories when I was hosting the program. And since I moved on from there, I moved on to host Catholic radio fundraisers around the country. And the testimonies that I've heard from people, and I still hear from people about how much they love Catholic Answers Live and the value that you all bring to their lives. So, yeah, the value of Catholic radio cannot be overstated. We just saw it here recently in the last couple weeks, you know, with the election of Pope Leo XIV.
Yes.
You know, the whole world is kind of focusing its eyes on the Catholic Church, and we want to get all the straight scoop from a Catholic perspective.
Amen.
You know, so we need Catholic Radio, Catholic Answers Live, EWTN. So I think the value of Catholic Radio just showed itself in a magnificent way in the last couple weeks.
888-291-8000 is the number to call right now. Seven lines open, ready to take your call. If you call, it's our colleagues right here in the building who will pick up the phone. 888-291-8000, $15,000 match. And then those other matches that I mentioned. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was just saying yesterday, Jerry, that just this past weekend, I was in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Beautiful little town, St. Peter's Catholic Church. Are you familiar with it, Jerry? Mountain Home?
I'm not, but when you mentioned the name, I thought it has to be very quaint and beautiful, but it is.
Just absolutely gorgeous, and it just blesses my socks off. Because it doesn't matter where we go, folks. We can go to India, to Malaysia, to the Philippines, all over the world, and folks know us. We have churches packed to come hear us speak because they know Catholic Answers Radio. It's incredible. I guess it's that internet thing. It's actually worked, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
But the gospel is being propagated as a result, and lives are being changed literally around the world. And we really need your help now, folks, because we've got zero active calls right now. We've got a $15,000 match. But let me tell you, Mountain Home, Arkansas, I had numerous people come up to me. And I tell you this all the time, Cy, but I don't go anywhere that I don't have people come up and say, tell the folks at Catholic Answers, thank you, I'm Catholic because. Or I've come back to my Catholic faith. I was an atheist. I was a fundamentalist. I was this or that, and now I am Catholic. Folks, this is what happens when you present the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No compromise. We simply proclaim the fullness of truth, and lives are changed. But right now, we need your help to be able to continue this. Please, folks, do not wait now. We have 10 agents waiting to take your call right now. Pick up that phone. You be the first caller at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. If you could see what we see, whether it's letters, whether it's meeting people face-to-face whose lives have been changed, I guarantee you we wouldn't have zero active calls right now. We would have all lines full. We need your help. And right now, triple?
For some, yeah.
We're talking triple for if you are a new...
If you're a new donor.
New donor, you are going to get tripled. Think about it, folks. $25 a month becomes $900. That's not just the $300. It's $900. You give that $100 a month, and you're talking $3,600. Just like that, folks, at 888-291-8000. But we need you to call and give those small gifts as well. $25, $50 one time, $100 one time, folks. And I'm going to start with where I finished last night because I was here second hour. We need that $5,000 caller. We did have somebody call and give us the $3,000 gift. I remember. We don't have that name, do we? From
No, we don't have that in front of us right now.
Well, we had a $3,000 giver. I need somebody right now to pick up and be that $5,000 giver one time. Now, if they're a new donor and they get $5,000, does that get tripled?
Yes, up to $15,000 gets tripled. Yeah, right.
Your gift will be tripled. 888-291-8000. I know we've got some $1,000 givers. I know we've got some $2,000 givers. Be that $5,000 giver right now. Pick it up. Pick up. Come on. Pick up the phone. You're hesitating. Come on. Pick it up. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. When I say the original, he is the original. Jerry founded. Actually, a lot of the good stuff in Catholic radio that has just grown and grown over the years, Jerry is at the... You'll find Jerry Usher at the beginning of it. Jerry, are you happy with where Catholic radio has come to at this point?
I really am. Yeah, I remember when we started Catholic Answers Live on four stations, four affiliates around the country.
That's
and
right.
I know you're on hundreds now, and SiriusXM, and of course Catholic.com, and the apps, and all of that. With what technology has allowed us to do, it's allowed us to take what we had in the very beginning and just incrementally, reproduce that in so many different ways. Yeah, So I'm super happy. Catholic radio is able to do right now, but it cannot continue, especially Catholic Answers Live, without your phone calls right now. I am going to, when I'm done with our time here with you, I'm going to go and call 888-291-8000. I'm going to make a $100 gift, and I don't know if I'll show up as a first-time donor. Maybe you've got a new software system that I will. I know going way back, I've given a lot of donations to Catholic Answers, but I'm going to tell them I'm a first-time donor, so maybe they'll triple that to $300. But Cy and Tim, I'm going to ask for 10 other people to join me in going to that phone right now, making a gift of at least $100, that $5,000 donor that Tim is asking for, $25 a month, like Tim said, annualized, that's $300. That's doubled or tripled, depending on if you're a first-time donor. So please, folks, let's make this very successful hour for not only Catholic Answers Live, but for Jesus, for his
Amen.
Kingdom, for the proclamation of his kingdom.
Amen.
888-291-8000. I'm going to ask for 10 of you to join me on that line right now. 888 291-8000.
I am so glad Jerry's in seminary so he won't come back here. Because I can't do that one. That was nicely done, Jerry Escher.
I gotta say, he's just got the golden voice.
He does. He's got it.
It
huh?
flows. It's wonderful to hear that voice, Jerry.
It's
thanks, guys.
And thanks for opening the show with us, Jerry. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Back
love
out there,
you guys. Anything I can do for you, let me know.
Thank God you, Jerry. Bless you,
brother.
Thank you.
And you know, I have all to right. say, you know, all those years with Jerry. I started in Catholic radio, as you know, in 1994, when there was nothing. We were renting time on a Protestant station. We'd get kicked off for being too Catholic. There was nothing. There was like three stations in the entire United States. And it's incredible. Even though we were only on these couple of stations back then, you still had the testimonies of people just happening upon. I've never heard of Catholic radio. I said, no, I hadn't either until just a little while ago. But people's lives change. We have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nobody else does, folks. And all you got to do as a Catholic is just proclaim it. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. He really did live. He really did die. He is resurrected from the dead, and he is alive and well in all of the tabernacles of all the apostolic churches all around the world. And he gave us the gift of the magisterium of the Catholic Church so that we can know with infallible certainty when we proclaim the gospel, that is the gospel that is able to make men wise unto salvation. Folks, what would you give to have that? There's no price, because it is truly priceless. And yet, if you call right now, you are going to contribute to keeping this gospel flow going out into the all over the United States and indeed around the world. Folks, take up Jerry's call there. 888-291-8000. Be one of those 10 to give that $100 that becomes $300 if you're a first-time donor. Be one of those. Be that $5,000 giver. Be that $2,000, $1,000. And maybe somebody can match that giver from yesterday who sent $3,000. Maybe we've got a $3,000 giver. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
The phones were ringing, so I'm going to let them ring. Thank you very much. There's just five lines open right now. You can get on one of those lines, but let's let Tim do what he came here to do, which is answer questions about the Catholic Church. We'll start in Indianapolis, Indiana, where Nathan is listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Nathan, thank you very much for getting us started today. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey guys.
Hi, Nathan.
So my question is kind of a double question.
Okay.
About baptism. So
yes.
We know that you have to have baptism as the first sacrament before other sacraments.
Correct.
We know that the disciples were in the upper room when they got holy orders, and we know that John's baptism was a little bit different than Jesus's baptism. It was like a baptism of repentance. So my question
Correct.
Is, when did Jesus's baptism take place? Was it at his resurrection, or was it at his baptism? Because the disciples received holy orders in the upper room.
Right.
So when were they baptized?
Gotcha. Great question, my friend. And you really get the answer here in John's gospel, because John, as you know, the first four chapters basically of John are all about baptism, because you have John chapter 1, verse 31 and 32, where, of course, Jesus is baptized himself. And why? To show us, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 77, Scripture tells us that John's baptism was to show the way of salvation, that is, through baptism. But of course, his baptism was not efficacious. It was only a tutor, sort of pointing to the baptism of Jesus. So Jesus was baptized, and then when you move down to John chapter 2, what's interesting is Jesus transforms the water into wine at the wedding feast of Cana. Now, what's interesting here is that water, we learn later in verse 11, that was what's called the baptismoi or baptismus, the baptismal waters of the Jews that they used for baptizing hands, baptizing, you know, cups and so forth. That is sanctifying, setting people and things apart for the work of the kingdom of God on earth in the Old Testament. But notice Jesus transforms that water. There were six jugs, interesting, six being the number of a man, imperfection, right? Six, but he transforms them from water into wine, wine being a symbol of the new covenant prophetically in Joel chapter 2, as well as in the New Testament, Jesus uses wine as a covenant symbol of the new covenant. So he's changing the water, the old covenant, baptismoi, into wine, a symbol of the new covenant. And then you move down a little bit farther, and of course, in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus gives us one of these biblical texts the church has infallibly defined, and that's referring to baptism, where Jesus says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. There, Jesus institutes baptism as necessary for salvation, right? But here's to answer your question. Right after that, so he's, you know, he's baptized, he transforms the baptismal waters, he teaches on baptism, and then look at verse 22. After this, after what? After he gets done teaching on baptism, Jesus and his disciples went up into the land of Judah, and he remained with them and baptized. Notice, that's the only place where Scripture says Jesus baptized, right? Well, who was he baptizing? Well, there is a tradition in the church that says he baptized the apostles, and you get a hint of that in John chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although, look at verse 2, although Jesus himself did not baptize except his disciples, meaning that Jesus didn't baptize except the disciples. He baptized them, and then they went and baptized others, in answer to your question, my friend. But the bottom line is, he gave us this great gift of baptism to go out into all the world and transform this world, baptism being the first sacrament that opens the door to all the other seven sacraments in accordance with our calling in life. And what a great gift we have as Catholics. And guess what? We have got to proclaim the truth that Jesus did, in fact, establish the church, gave us these great gifts of sacraments, because he wants everybody saved and he wants everybody Catholic. Folks, can you help us? See, questions like these have to be answered, Cy Kelly.
Amen, right.
And
right.
This is why we are here at Catholic Answers, to answer these very important questions. Please, folks, we need your help now. We come to you day in and day out, and we only come once a quarter, right, Cy?
Once each quarter we ask for support.
Once each quarter,
yes.
We ask for your support, and let me tell you, I am not ashamed to ask. Are you kidding me? I actually love doing this, because I believe there is nothing better that you can put your money toward than the propagation of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. Will you join with us right now, folks? We've got 10 open lines. Thank God, we've got 4 that are calling right now. Now we have 11 lines open. Fill them now, folks, at 888-291-8000. We got to make this $15,000 match. And right now, folks, you can get that money tripled. Please don't let this money go to waste that we have. We have some wonderful, wonderful donors that have put up this $15,000. Come on, let's take advantage of it. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365.
Jerry Usher, the great Jerry Usher here earlier, asked for 10 folks to donate $100, said he was going to do it himself. I have it in front of me. I can see the donations that have come in. There are still several people on the line, but I can see Jerry made good on what he promised. He went right to the phone, because he's the first one there. And then 2 more calls after Jerry, Yvonne and Scott. Thank you so much. Excuse me, Yvonne and Steve. Scott just came in as I was speaking at the $360. So we're looking for a few more people to meet Jerry's challenge of a $100 gift. This is a perfect time to do it. There's 10 lines open. The lines lit up there for a bit, and we're very grateful for that. We want to let you know it's going quite well. This is a good hour. We've got the $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. After, we'll do some more calls and take a break, and then I'll let you know where we are in using up that match. But use it up right now. Pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We'll get fully funded here for the next 3 months, and be able to, throughout the summer, continue to do what we do with your help. 888-291-8000. 291-8000. I am going to let Tim just continue to do his job. But
let's do it.
Let me just reset again where you can give, because I don't think I've mentioned all of them. 888-291-8000. When you dial that number, you get directly into this building with one of our colleagues. They will help you out. You can take advantage of the two matches. One of them is if you're a new donor. If you've never given before to Catholic Answers, we have a donor who will double match, or will, you know, a second match of your donation, which triples your money. Or if you are able to give a gift of $500 or more, we have a donor who will add a double match onto that one. So your money is tripled at $500 or more. 888-291-8000. What I think I have not mentioned enough is you can just do it yourself if you'd like at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe and secure online, optimized for your phone or for your computer. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you just feel like texting, you want to do it that way, text 24365 to Catholic. All right, back to the phones we go. That's 24365 to Catholic, and that'll get you where you want to go. Let's go to Ryan in Midland, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Ryan, glad to have you back again. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
I actually have a question about baptism as well.
Okay. All right. Great.
Now, Tim,
yes.
In Matthew's gospel, when John is talking about baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire,
yes.
Did his audience know what baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire meant, even though the Pentecost event in Acts of the Apostles didn't yet happen?
Right. No, they would not have had full understanding of what he meant, but they certainly would have gotten the gist of it from what they had in the Old Testament. For example, we see the Holy Spirit active, the Spirit of God hovering over the waters right from Genesis and the creation story. And throughout the Old Testament, you see things that you probably remember Psalm 51, the great psalm of penance where King David is repenting for his sin of adultery and murder, you know, with Bathsheba and murdering Uriah the Hittite. And in the midst of that prayer, of course, in Psalm 51:11, David says, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." And you see other examples like that in Isaiah 63, verses 10 and 11, where the prophet is referring to the people. In fact, he's referring, first of all, to the people of God. But in Isaiah, he pretty much hammers everybody. He goes after the pagan nations as well and is calling everyone to repentance. But notice in Isaiah 63:10, he famously says, "But they rebelled and grieved God's Holy Spirit," right? So there is an understanding of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, but there was not the fullness of the revelation of God's inner life as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That came with Jesus Christ. So in a lot of ways, when Jesus teaches, they don't have full understanding. Of course, in John chapter 6, verse 53, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." They could not yet have a full understanding of that. But the apostles did know that this man is God. He is the Son of God. And so you know, St. Peter would famously say, you know, I'm adding here, "I don't really know what you're saying here, but to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." So a lot of what Jesus taught, they would have had a gist of things, like in the case of the Holy Spirit, because, of course, the Jews have an understanding of the Holy Spirit. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit, well, they certainly had an inkling of what baptism is, because, as I said to the last caller, baptism was very important. They had multiple baptisms of people, of things, objects, and so forth that are being sanctified, set apart for God's purpose. So that's the gist of what's going on here. Now, of course, at Pentecost, as you know, that's when the fullness of understanding would come to the apostles, and then through the apostles to the world. Thanks for your call, though, brother. And I have to say, you know, questions like these, man, I just love it. Our callers, over the years, my friends, have gotten much more sophisticated in the ways that they ask questions.
Yes.
And I can tell you, for all the apologists, we absolutely love it. You know, you got to be on your A game when you go on Catholic Answers Live, because you never know what kind of questions you're going to get. But you know what? That's what we're here for. That's what we study for. All the apologists, I can tell you, we study every single day. We are answering people's questions every single day, and you get better at it over the years. Over these last 31 years, I've been a professional apologist.
You've gotten pretty good at it.
I think I can hold my own.
I think you can too.
But folks, you know what? Most importantly, we're here to bring that fullness of the gospel that we're talking about. We want people to experience Jesus Christ through the church that he established and the fullness of the truth that he wills for each one of them. Can you help us? Folks, you know we've helped you. There are so many of you listening right now. You know we've helped you, right? Can you find it in your heart right now to help us? We really do need your help. We have 10 open lines right now at 888-291-8000. Take advantage of this triple match opportunity for our new donors. And remember, maybe you're a monthly donor now. If you up the ante from, let's say, 25 a month to 50, guess what? You still get tripled on that money at 888-291-8000. Call through the break, folks. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Right back for more Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm going to go right back to callers after I reset here, because whenever we get a call from someone raised in the Latter-day Saints from Idaho, we want to let that person get on the phone. We love talking about the Catholic faith with our Mormon friends, and so we will do that. But let me just reset where we are. First of all, I just want to share some good stuff with you. Jerry Usher on just a few minutes ago with us said he's going to give $100, and boy, did he. He did it faster. I can't believe how fast he did it. And he said, could 10 other people do it to meet his challenge? And six have so far. And praise there's still God. Three people on the phone. So if all you right. want to meet Jerry's $100 challenge, 888-291-8000 is the place to go, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And if they want to meet Tim Staples' $5,000 challenge.
Well, I told you I had good news, not just one bit of good news.
Okay.
But here's an extraordinary bit of good news. Rob from North Dakota called in response to Tim's $5,000 gift request and gave more than $5,000. Robin, he just did it. That's real.
But how much did he give?
Well,
he said more, but he doesn't want us to tell how much.
I don't know exactly how much. I would tell you if I knew, but I can't see it in front of me here.
Oh, my goodness.
But I think he covered the cost of the money.
Oh, okay.
But Rob, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Now do we have that $3,000?
Look at you, man. Right back to work.
$3,000. We need a $2,000 and a $1,000, folks. Come on. Let's keep it going at 888-291-8000. And please, folks, I have to say this, Cy, because I know people have that tendency. Well, they got a $5,000 giver, so you know they don't need my $25. And guess what? That is a lie from the pit of hell. That's what the devil likes to do. Folks, we need everybody. We need to make this match, and we need to go beyond. But it takes all of us. We need those $25, $50, $100 one-time gifts. Absolutely, my friends. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And remember, our bread and butter are the $25 a month givers, the $50 a month, the $100 a month. That's our bread and butter. And you're still going to get tripled if you are a new donor. Remember, $25 a month, that's not just $300, which is awesome. It's $900 if you call now, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. The phones lit up after Jerry and Tim made their pitch, and now 13 lines open, so perfect time to call. We are six. Yeah, we're still at six with the $100 gifts to meet Jerry's challenge. But I think, in my view, we should have more conversations between Mormons and Catholics, also known as Latter-day Saints. And so let's go to Skylar in Twin Falls, Idaho. Beautiful Twin Falls, Idaho. Hey, Skylar. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have you here. You got something for Tim?
Yes. So I grew up Mormon, and one of the big things that Mormonism teaches is that it has the fullness of the gospel of Christ, which is something that has been said on this session of Catholic Answers Live a few times.
Yes.
And I'm curious what sets Catholicism apart in the way of knowing that this is what has the fullness of the gospel, because Mormonism has, we have modern-day prophets, and there's the Book of Mormon and all these things. What does Catholicism have in order to run with that? Hey, I know that I've got the fullness of Christ's gospel.
Great, great question, my friend. And of course, the big problem we have with the LDS, the Latter-day Saints, is the fact that Revelation ceased with the death of the last apostle in the first century. And of course, Jesus warned there would come false prophets as you know, in Matthew chapter 24. He warned that false prophets would come. And of course, Joseph Smith was one of those false prophets who claimed to have new revelation. And of course, revelation ceased, as I said before. But what makes the Catholic Church separate from all the others, my friends, is the papacy. That is, Jesus Christ chose 12 apostles, which, by the way, the LDS agree with us on. They believe in the 12 apostles, but of course, they came up with their separate from the quorum of the 12. They have the prophet, which of course is nowhere to be found in the New Testament, because the New Testament, you have 12 apostles, Peter being the chief of the 12. More problems with Mormons when it comes to the New Testament. But the bottom line is, we see clearly in the New Testament, he established the 12 apostles, their successors, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 20, 1 Peter 3, 1, are called bishops, the successors of the apostles. But among those 12, you have one that Jesus chose to make the visible head of the 12, and indeed the visible head of the church, to him and him alone. You'll notice that in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 18, he gives to all the apostles the authority to bind and loose in tandem with Peter. But two chapters before, he gave to Peter and Peter alone the keys of the kingdom. a singular authority. And in fact, in other places where Jesus communicates the authority to all the apostles, he always singles out Peter as having a unique authority. For example, in Luke 22, 29 through 32, he says to all the apostles, well, he says to Simon in the context of all the apostles, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to destroy all of you. In the Greek text there, it's humas in Greek. He wants to have you, to destroy all of you. But I have prayed for you, su in Greek, singular, so that when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. And all the other apostles know that if they want to be protected from the divisions that come by the devil, they have to stay in union with Peter. And of course, the apostles' successors are the bishops and all of the bishops of Rome. In fact, we can trace from Pope Leo XIV all the way back to St. Peter, just as we can trace every bishop in the world, their ordinations, all the way back to Peter and the apostles. We can do the same with the popes. And really, it's the papacy that makes us distinctive, because that's the principle, what St. Cyprian of Carthage called the principle of unity for the entire people of God, in a work he wrote in the 3rd century, 250 AD, called On the Unity of the Catholic Church. It's Peter and his successors, the bishops of Rome, that are that principle of unity. That's why we have one holy Catholic and apostolic church, because all must be in union with the bishop of Rome, the successor of Peter. And that's why, my friend, we have had one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as Ephesians 4:5 says, for 2,000 years. You cannot find one example of how any pope or any ecumenical council, any infallible teaching whatsoever in the church has ever contradicted another in 2,000 years. And as you know, my brother, when you look at the Latter-day Saints, even in matters of basic morality like abortion, as you probably know, the prophet back in 1973 declared it's okay to have abortions in certain situations like rape, incest, and life of the mother, whereas before, the LDS were strictly against abortion all the time. Well, guess what? The Catholic Church has never wavered, never will. It's impossible, because when Jesus communicated the power of the keys to Peter there in Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, my brother, he said, I will give to you, Peter, the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. But he also said this, I will build my church, right? And so he's building his church and on the foundation of Peter and the bishops of Rome. He's building his church with the foundation being the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. So all the apostles or the bishops in union with Peter are that foundation, but Peter having that unique authority, it's the hinge upon which all is based upon, but ultimately the power of Jesus Christ. Listen, I wish we could talk all day, my friend. You stay in touch with us, because we'd like to see you come to the fullness of the gospel that we have in
Let's
the Catholic
give him
faith
why we're Catholic. If you'll hang on the line, we'll
yes.
give him why we're Catholic. Because I want to go back to a little bit of fundraising for just a quick minute, and then we'll get back to chatting with people. 888-291-8000 is the number. Two folks on the line right now, 13 lines still open. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we've got thousands of dollars left. I'll add it up and let you know what it is after the break. But I wanted to read a little something to you as we send you into the break to encourage you maybe to make your gift now to Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. Drew in Akron, Ohio, called and gave his donation. He was very gracious to sponsor us, to help us. But he also gave his story. And Drew's grandfather was at rock bottom, ready to take his own life when he tuned in to Catholic radio. A priest was on the air talking about St. Jude. The priest invited all who had great needs and impossible causes to ask the intercession of St. Jude. Drew's grandfather placed his hand on his radio and prayed, if there is anyone in Akron who needs your help more than me, please, St. Jude, go to him. But if not, please come to me. That was a turning point in his life. And although he had a tough road of healing ahead, his faith was strengthened,
wow,
and he brought many souls to Christ. Yeah. Drew wanted to thank Catholic Answers for all their good work. He wasn't able to, but he says he wishes he could give that $5,000 that Tim requested.
Praise God.
Look, the truth is we couldn't do any of this without you. Every single donor is a vital part of our team. Amen. We are very grateful to everyone who's picking up that phone to call right now, 888-291-8000. We lose some donors each month. We have to replace those donors when we come to you. If you have not been a donor to Catholic Answers before and you give now, whatever you give will be tripled right now because of two separate donors. They want to make sure your gift is tripled. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines right now. We got 14 of our colleagues waiting for your calls. Thank you for your generosity. 888-291-8000.
Folks, that call from our friend, our new friend, our Mormon friend who just called, I wish I could relay to you the numbers of times that a call just like that ends in someone coming into the fullness of the gospel of Jesus
Christ. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it's immediate. But how often it happens?
We've had it happen live on the air.
Yeah.
We've had people, you remember the time we had an Orthodox priest call.
Yeah.
And on the air with Father Serpa
didn't know what to say.
That's right, he didn't know what to say because he had been interacting with us for some time. But on that day, he asked one question about the papacy. Father answered, and he said, you know what? There is nothing keeping me from full communion with the Bishop of Rome and becoming Catholic. What do I do? And Father was like, and you know, in that case, we actually had to contact the Vatican because of our very close relations with that particular Orthodox community. He had to be brought into the church by the Vatican. But folks, that's what happens when you present the fullness of the gospel. But folks, we need your help right now because we're not meeting our match yet, and we're running out of time for this first hour. We've been kind of slow on calls. Praise God for our $5,000 giver.
Yep.
But we've still got a ways to go, folks. So please pick up that phone right now. Don't let this match money fall to the ground. Please, 888-291-8000. We need you now. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. Any donation, my friends, because we've got seven agents that are waiting for your call right now. Any donation. We need everybody.
We do.
888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Oh, it's exciting. There's just four lines open now. Four calls right now, and we will finally fill up the lines for this pledge drive, 888-291-8000. Lots of folks on the line to talk with Tim, so we're going to go back to answering questions, but there's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. I told you I'd tell you how much was left of it right now. My sheet shows $6,637 left. So if you're sitting on $6,637 and you want to call, that'll use it up all at once. But lots of smaller donations will do it too. Let's fill up those lines right now. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go up to Sacramento now. Manny is up in Sacramento watching on YouTube. Manny, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. My question is, with Exodus 16:16-18, it says that God commanded them to take an omer of manna per person. Uh-huh. And then the next verse says did just that, but then it says that some got more and then some less. And so how did they all end up with the same omer amount? That kind of sounds contradictory.
Yeah,
that would be the question.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a miracle to me, brother. And if you remember, when you're talking about the manna, that's a type. That's miraculous bread from heaven, which is a type of Jesus Christ. I believe that's a miracle. But if you look at the New Testament, in fact, in Mark chapter 6, maybe we can connect these passages. In Mark chapter 6, remember, Jesus performs the miracle of the loaves. He feeds probably what would have been about 20,000 people, because it was 5,000 men beside women and children. So you're talking about 20,000 or so. In chapter 6, it says, with five loaves. That doesn't add up. How in the world can you feed 20,000 people with five loaves? It's a miracle. And in fact, in two chapters later, in Mark chapter 8, Jesus is looking back on the miracle he had performed earlier. And he said, remember what I did before, how I fed the thousands with five loaves of bread. Thousands were fed with five loaves. Notice he didn't say, I multiplied them and they became 20,000. No, it was five loaves that fed 20,000. So whenever you come up with discrepancies, I know scripture scholars will say there can be errors in the way that copyists have copied the texts in cases like that, and that is certainly a possibility. We are always working at, in textual criticism, getting back to the original Hebrew. And there are still some sections of scripture. The amazing thing about textual criticism, Cy, is over all these 150 years or so since textual criticism really came into vogue, so to speak, and the church really jumped on board with it as well, it's incredible how we have become more certain than ever when it comes to the historicity of both Old and New Testaments. But there still are some texts of Scripture that are questionable as far as do we have the original with regard to certain texts. But every one of these questionable texts, it has to do with things like that. This number of omers here, or yeah, this number here, or an age of a king. How old is he here? How old is he here? And those are discrepancies that really don't have anything to do with anything that is essential concerning the faith. And folks, with that, we have got to fill up these lines. We've got three open callers, and thank you, the 11 that are active.
11
right
calls
now
on the line right now.
But
three
we
open
have got three. Now, we've just got another one that opened up, number four. Be one of those four that will pick up that phone right now. We've got 12 minutes, folks. We need four callers right now at 888-291-8000, and we are asking for any gift. I'm still, Cy, I'm looking for that 3,000. You know, we got the 5,000, but we need a 3,000, 2,000, and 1,000.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it right now. And then let's make sure we have all those $100 givers that Jerry asked to call in. Do we still?
By the
need
way,
a few
he got
more?
No. He got to 10. Jerry did it.
10.
Jerry Usher, and thank you to everybody who helped Jerry Usher reach his goal there for
so
us.
So now, folks, let's get some monthly givers. That's our bread and butter. Can we get a $25 a month giver right now? That becomes $900. $25 a month. And remember, if you're already giving $25, how about upping it to $50 a month? Maybe you're already giving $50. How about let's going up by 10? 10. Because think about it. That becomes $360 right there. Aren't you glad I'm good at math?
I don't know if you're good at math. I can't do it, so I have no idea if this is good.
All right, we've got one open line.
One line open.
You be that caller
what
right
if they,
now.
We fill those lines. What?
291-8000. 888-291-8000.
You know what? If people are going to keep calling, I'm going to keep letting you work, Tim, and we'll go to our very good friend, longtime friend in Ontario, Canada, Ava in Ontario. Welcome back, Ava.
Hello, thank you very much.
It's always nice when you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you. I was wondering what the Catholic response would be to when Protestants say, well, once saved, always saved is true because Jesus says that you may know that you have eternal life. And they say, see, he says you know you have eternal life. So that means we're once saved, always saved.
Absolutely. Well, actually, you're quoting 1 John 5:13 there. that you may know that you have eternal life. And the key here is understanding in 1 John 5:13, the way the word knowledge is being used. See, knowledge can be used in different senses. For example, I can say, I know I'm going to get an A on my Greek test tomorrow. And what am I saying when I say that? I'm saying I have a confident assurance, right? Not an absolute, what we would call metaphysical certainty. I have a confident assurance, right? Now, it may well be I get to the test day, my brain explodes, and I mess up, and I don't get that A that I thought I was going to get. But that doesn't mean I wasn't using the word knowledge in a legitimate way. Yes, because knowledge is not always connoting absolute certainty. And that's clearly the context in 1 John 5:13, because right after John says, these things I write to you that you may know that you have eternal life, in verse 14, all you got to do is read the next verse. It says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we know that if he hears us, we have the things that we've asked of him. Notice he uses the word knowledge that we have eternal life, analogous to the knowledge we can have that we are going to get what we ask for when we ask the Lord for something in our lives. But guess what? Even the great St. Paul, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 and following, Paul asked three times for the Lord to remove that thorn in the flesh that we're not exactly sure what it was, but we know he didn't like it and he didn't want it. And Jesus said no. So notice, not everything that we ask for we're going to get, but we can have a confident assurance that we are, because we know God loves us. And so listen, we have a confident assurance that we have everlasting life. I know I went to confession. I have nothing on my conscience. Right now, right. I'm not thereby justified. St. Paul, by the way, I'm quoting St. Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, where he says the same thing. He says, brothers, it's a very small matter for me to be judged by you or any man's judgment. He says, I don't even judge my own self. He said, I have nothing on my conscience, but I am not thereby justified. The Greek word there is dikaiō for justification. I am not thereby justified. The one who will judge me is the Lord. Therefore, judge not. Now, when he says judge not, what is he talking about? He just said it. I can't judge my own self as worthy of heaven, and I certainly can't judge anybody else. He says, judge not until such time when the Lord comes. Then shall the hidden motives of the heart be made manifest, and then shall each man have his reward from God. That's the key. Confident assurance, not an absolute certainty, because we can certainly fall from grace, as St. Paul says very plainly in Galatians 5:4. But guess what, folks? Thank you for your call, by the way. But
that was exciting watching the lines light up like that. People have been great this hour. Just great.
But let's not stop.
But we've got $4,382 a match to use up. So that's a big goal to achieve in the next 7 minutes before we hit the top of the hour. You can keep calling 888-291-8000. You can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But $4,382 means that, you know, anybody that calls up and makes a $50 gift, a $100 gift, a $200 gift, but whatever. It's going to get matched dollar for dollar right up to the top of the hour.
Amen.
Maybe you can make one of those larger gifts. Maybe you could tackle the whole 4,000 that's left. 888-291-8000. But remember, there's a second match for anybody who is a new donor who has never given before. There's 8 lines open right now. More lines will open up as we get near the top of the hour. And what a wonderful hour, though. I just really want to come back and say we met the match on the other side. I would really like to be able to do that. I know it's not all about me, but I would like to be able to do that. And if you could help right now, let's use up that match. Let's not leave any money on
Amen.
The table.
And we've got 8 open lines right now, folks. Can we get that $1,000, that $2,000 caller right now? Maybe that $3,000, or like Si said, that $4,000 will take us over the top. But don't you dare stop calling, because we need every gift. We have 9 open lines. We need those $50 gifts, $100 gifts, those $25 a month gifts, my friend. $50 a month our bread and butter.
Lots of great calls to come up. I see we've had some wonderful conversations. We had a great conversation with a Mormon gentleman. I see another Mormon call coming up. Calls about baptism and all kinds of fun stuff to come. Ava, I never said thank you for the call. Ava, thank you. We always love talking with you. Hey, we're going to be gone for just a couple minutes. Perfect time to call. 9 lines open. Your call right now will get us, will help us get closer to meeting that match. 888-291-8000. All the matches are still on. We have not used up all that match money. So if you're a new giver, your match is going to be tripled. If you can give $500 or more, your match is going to be tripled. But everyone who gives in any amount, whether they've given before, your match is going to be doubled right up to the top of the hour, and then we'll let you know when we come back how we did. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.